Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I believe that this river, like you would say, it would go into four heads, four different ways. It's the same river. Where do I get that? I'm glad you asked. Remember back in Genesis chapter number 2, I have it marked just in case you don't. A place called Eden, verse number 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and it became into four heads. So that's how the earth before the rain and all, that's how not just Eden, but the whole earth was watered. When the river that came from out of Eden, it split in four, and it's named, the next verse, named those rivers. Euphrates was one of them. I believe the same thing's going to happen again, that's my opinion. But I can picture this, because we're going to talk about these trees in just a minute. On either side of this river, as it splits north, south, it's going to access this whole world. Are you got the picture? I'm not saying you have to agree with me. I want you to see what I see. Coming from the throne of God, it branches north, south, east, and west. It goes throughout the whole world. Clear as crystal, pure water. I don't see one river just running out and it just running. Are y'all following? I see it's going out to different areas. Okay, go a little farther. Proceeding now to the throne of God and of the Lamb. And I get that really from Genesis 2. Because this land is going to be, it's going to be perfect. God's creation. He's going to use this all over the world like he did in Eden. Are y'all kind of looking at me awful strange? I know I'm crazy. I didn't get a revelation from God. This is how I picture it in my mind from all my years of studying, how I kind of picture these things. It water and the earth, and we're going to see what else it does. Okay. Verse number 2. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, again, we're still talking about that river is proceeding out of the throne of God, and I think it's going north, south, east, and west, but it originates from God's throne. Now, this is interesting. There was a tree of life. We'll talk about that in just a minute, which bare 12 manners of fruit and yielded her fruits every month. And before we go any farther, I, again, take this very literally. Was at Archie and Jill's place yesterday, and he had different kinds of fruits there. Fruits. Which is right, Archie? Fruit. Okay. All right. Fruits. I understand what you're saying. But anyway, you could use fruits in different contexts, I think. But that's another English class, okay? Okay. He had different kind names of tangerines I've never heard of, whatever they were. I still don't remember the name. What were they called? A who? Yeah. Yeah. All different kinds. That's just the tangerines. I knew there were different oranges, different kinds of fruits. Okay. You talk about good. He didn't. Maybe he did see me. Maybe he didn't. I snuck one out, and I ate one. I didn't pay for it. I'm sorry. He had a bunch of them. He didn't miss the Archie. He ain't gonna let me out of his sight next time I go to his fruit stand. Anyway, there was a little, and I peeled, went over by the garbage can. Man, it was good. It was really good. It was that first box on the left. On what that one was, whatever it was, about that big. Okay. Are you mad at me? I'll repent during invitation. I stole one. Did I steal one? Who said, yeah? Archie said I didn't, because Archie says whatever's his is mine. Anyway, let me get back on subject about these 12. I don't think they're oranges. I don't think they're tangerines. I think it's something that we've never seen before. I really do. I learned something and I got to quit. All these fruits come from a rootstock, don't they, Archie? That you have to graft into a, is it a sour, whatever. If you don't graft, these trees become, you can't even eat these sour oranges and all. So you have to graft them. You don't have that problem in heaven. I think this is a variety we've never seen before. And I take it very literally, there can be 12 manner fruits. And notice, we kind of skip through this about seasons. It says in its seasons, the moon is still going to, does the moon rotate around the earth? You know, I didn't do very good in school. Amen, preacher, we see that. I think the earth revolves up around the sun. Is that right? Yeah. And then the moon revolves around the earth. Okay. I said, oh, there's still going to be seasons. We're still going to have a moon. It's going to revolve. He's going to redo. We talked about that, make all things new. I believe he's going to make the moon new. He's not going to destroy it. But because man set his dirty foot on the moon, are y'all following? I think he's going to make it new. Clean it up because man polluted it, whatever, Anyway, you see, there's still going to be the seasons. We see the word here in its seasons, in its timing. I'll never finish it. The New Jerusalem, there's never going to be night there. Jesus is the light. We talked about this last week. We won't have fluorescent lights or whatever these things are up here. Turn the light switches on. However, that's the New Jerusalem. We're still going to have night to the rest of the earth because of the seasons and all the moon and the sun and all. Still, God put this into... He made this... The Bible says he made it not in vain. It's a perfect creation. Man just polluted it. Y'all following? So we see that this tree of life, and I've run out of time. I'll talk about this tree of life next week. That it's there for a reason. I left you hanging about those people who entered into the millennium. Well, they enter into the new heaven and new earth in their physical body. They live through the millennium, which is nothing. We had a question about this a couple weeks ago. Adam was 935 years, wasn't he? 930 years old. Methuselah was 969. He lived almost a millennium in a sinful body without the tree of life. These people are going to live forever. Now, not in their sinful body. We'll talk about that next week. Just to give you peace, God is going to eradicate the sin nature from those. We read that before. I will give them a pure heart, a clean heart. They enter into the millennium in their sinful body. God did something amazing in 3 years while he was here, Jesus, in his ministry. He turned this world upside down in 3 years. Imagine what he's going to do in 1,000 years. He's going to change the animal. Only thing I'm going to miss, I ain't going to be able to deer hunt no more. I did get a deer this week. We won't be doing that in the millennium. We'll be petting them in the millennium and all of that. He's going to change everything, okay? So people are going to live in their physical body, not just through the millennium, but forever and forever. And the tree of life is how are they going to do it. The same tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden that God had to drive man out because God said this, let's man eat and live forever. God said that, not me. So if Adam would have ate of that tree of life in a sinful body, he'd still be around today. That's why he had to drive him out. So that same tree that was in the Garden of Eden is there in Ezekiel chapter 37. During the millennial reign of Christ, we see that tree of life in the millennium. So those people who live and come into the... Are y'all following? You see the picture? That tree will be back on this earth forever and ever. In Revelation 22, we see that tree. Going to be lining these rivers that's going north, south, east, and west, so all the inhabitants of the earth will have access to this wonderful tree. The tree for the health, the healing of the nations and their physical body. We won't need it. Why? We're going to have a glorified body. Won't that be something? We're going to be like him. For we shall see him as he is. We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, a glorified body. But these live in their physical body, we'll have access to it because that's one of the things in Revelation 3. We have the right to privilege to it, but we won't need it. We're going to enjoy, talking about delicious. That tangerine was delicious, nice, but it won't be nothing compared to what God has prepared for us in glory. Stick around next Sunday. We're going to get more into the tree of life and these fruits and these other things. We've just started scratching the surface on this stuff, okay? Our Father, thank you again. For your amazing grace, or for your Son Jesus Christ, who made all this possible through his shed blood. Thank you for that great salvation. Once again, it's offered to all mankind. It's our prayer that perhaps there's somebody here this morning that's never trusted you as Lord and Savior, that today be that day. This will be the hour they call upon your name. In Jesus' that name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.